Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Avodah Zarah, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Chas, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Yosef Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue to discuss things that are not allowed to be sold to non-Jews. Some Mishnahs have a girsa that starts out with Ve'ein Oisin Tachshitan Avodah Zarah, but that's something that we are not gairus. In the majority of Mishnahs of Rishonim, they did not have this girsa, so we actually begin with the following: Ein Meichel Lehem Mechobel Karka, no selling them produce which is attached to the ground. This is referring to in Eretz Yisrael. A guy owns a field of wheat, let's say. He's not to sell the wheat itself to the non-Jew while it's still attached to the ground. And that's because the pasuk tells us loy sechanim, and the judge from that means loy sitin lahem chanaya, don't give them a parking spot. That's what it literally means. Chanaya in Hebrew means to park, means don't give them a portion in the land, so you can't sell them land, and you can't even sell them something that's mechuber lekarka. Avol meichru mishay katzet, but he could sell them this stuff after it's already been caught off the ground. However, Rabbi Huda says meichru loy almanas lokait, he could sell it to him while it's still attached to the ground on condition the moment he buys it, he cuts it. Another din, similarly, ein maskirin lehem batim b'Eretz Yisrael, no renting a non-Jew a home in Eretz Yisrael, because we're afraid that he's going to end up selling him a home in Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Isra v'Lois HaChanim that we just mentioned. Ve'ein sar chalem r'sadais, we don't even have to say he's not allowed to rent him and for sure not sell him a field, and that's because if a non-Jew has a field in Eretz Yisrael, there's a double issue. We have the Isra v'Lois HaChanim, and we also have that this produce is not going to be subject to Meiser because it's owned by a non-Jew. We don't want to take the ability to have Meiser taken off this produce, so no renting them in fields either. Now this is all, as we said, in Eretz Yisrael. Ubis Surya, what about in Surya, which David HaMelech had conquered and annexed to Eretz Yisrael, but it's not considered 100% Eretz Yisrael. In some ways it's similar, in some ways not. So Maskirin Lehem Batim, we could rent them homes, Aval Lo Yisadeis but not fields, because fields are more chamer than homes, Uva Chutz La'aretz, and in 100% Chutz La'aretz, Meichel Lehem Batim, we could sell them homes, Umaskirin Sadeis, we can only rent them a field, and that's because, as we had said, since in Eretz Yisrael there's a double Isser of renting them fields, that chamer is transferred even into Chutz La'aretz, that we could rent them a field, but no selling it to them. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. Now Rabbi Yossi says, and he's more makel, we actually paskin like him. Be'eretz Yisrael, maskirin lehem batim. In Eretz Yisrael, we can rent them homes, obviously not sell them. Avoloi sadeis, but no renting fields. Uba Surya, in Surya, maichem batim and maskirin sadeis, we could sell them homes and rent them fields. Uba Chutz La'aretz, once we're discussing Chutz La'aretz, maichem elu ve'elu, no problem, we could sell both homes and fields. On to mention the test with the continuation, afim kam sh'amru lahaskir, even in places where we said that it's okay to rent them, loy lebeis dira amru, it doesn't mean that we can rent them a house to live in it, that's because they're going to end up bringing avodah zarah into it, and still owned by the yid, shenemar, and the pasuk says, v'loy savi sa'ev el besecha, don't bring an abomination into your home, and even though you're renting him your home, it's still your home, and it means that avodah zarah is being brought into your home, which is an issur in the Torah, and also, b'chol makom loy asker loy samerchatz, in all situations, don't rent him a bathhouse, because that's still called by the yid's name, the yid is the owner of the bathhouse, so even though the guy is renting it, it's going to be called Rosenberg's bathhouse. When the guy ends up using it on Shabbos, it's going to look like the Yid is running his business on Shabbos, so no renting them bathhouses. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.